Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Another brutal day in the markets on Monday to begin the week. Cattle had an especially wild ride up early in the trading day, but closing down hard. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat was also down. It was below that $5 benchmark support, and managed funds still remain short of all the grains, actually, and there's like no reason really to cover it right now. But there is some positive things about wheat that might be helping it a little bit. At some point, the low oil prices, as well as the lower global supplies, really should pick these markets up, and I think that that's why we saw a little bit of a bounce, and the market was only down about a nickel. So we're kind of teetering around that $5 market. If it starts to slip below, we know that the $5 is going to become resistance as opposed to a support number. But wild swings are definitely in our future.
Chicago May wheat futures closed down 8 cents to $4.98. May corn closed down 11 cents to $3.54.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein down yesterday as much as 15 cents, now ranging from $5.70 to $5.85. Dark Northern spring wheat up a hair, ranging from 644 and three quarters to 679 and three quarters for 14% protein. Live cattle had a wild day with a bad ending, closing down $3.72.5 on the April board to $91.85. Same story for the feeder cattle, which closed the day down limit to 108.10. Class 3 milk with some slightly better news, up 10 cents to $16 even. With your daily MarketLine report, I'm Tim Hammerich.